Welcome to Third Heaven Authority Podcast. I'm Mike Thompson. Today's episode comes from my Prophet's Teaching Series. Join me in diving deeper into the Word and the Spirit. Welcome back, beloved of God. Last week I was talking about the Word and the Spirit and how important it was to walk in the Spirit. Jesus said that His words were Spirit and life, that they were life, that He was the Word and that from Him comes life. And so there's a spiritual essence of the Word that's important. You can memorize Scripture all day long and not really have it benefit you if the Holy Spirit is not in it. It's like one man said, is that without the revelation of the Holy Spirit, the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit, the Bible is nothing more than a history book. But you see, with the revelation of the Holy Spirit, bam, it is the power of God unto salvation and to everything else that we do for God. It's glorious. You know, in 1 Thessalonians 2:13, I'll read this scripture. It says, "For this reason we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is the truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe." The word of God has the ability to work. Why? Because it's alive, to effectively work. Now, the Amplified Version says this, "The Word of God, which is effectually at work in you who believe, exercising its superhuman power in those who adhere to and trust in and rely on it." The superhuman power. It works on the inside of you. The word effective there is the Greek term energeia. It's one that we get energy from. So it's not just power and strength, it's the release of it. And so the word is released. It releases its energy and strength through us. Praise God. And you know, in Isaiah 55:10, a scripture I love, it says, "For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater." So, in other words, like that, a comparison. "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing which I sent it." In other words, what we sometimes call the self-fulfilling power of God's word. God, you know, the Apostle Paul actually told Timothy that the word of God is God-breathed. All scripture is God-breathed. It comes forth as an essence from Him. I mean, when you take a breath right now, no, you can't see. It's invisible now. And the power of that breath is invisible. But if you hold your hand in front of your mouth and breathe out, you can feel the force of that. So with God, His word is His force. It contains the genetic composition that He placed in it. It pleases what He sent it forth to do and accomplishes that on the earth, but in your life. So in other words, salvation word brings people into the kingdom as they receive that. Baptism in the Holy Spirit word. I'm talking about the Word of God that teaches, that has a genetic code for reproducing the baptism of the Holy Spirit in people's lives and allowing them to receive that great work. It will produce that. If you need to be healed, what do? You go to the Word of God and you study and you read words, scriptures that pertain to healing. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. Because those revelations, those rhema words, contain the genetic composition to produce healing. And they work when we act upon that word. It's not that we have to try to get healed or saved or rebuke the enemy, cause him to flee, that kind of, we just have to obey the word. The Bible says, or calls it the doing of the word. When we do the word, we release the spiritual power that's within it. That's why Jesus said in the 6th chapter of John that the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. They are alive. The word is alive and working. The proper environment for it is a human heart. And when we receive the word and the revelation of the word as the Spirit speaks it to us and gives us that inspiration, at that point it begins to work in us and work through us. Praise the Lord. Did you know that you can take the word as you would a medicine? Yeah, if you need healing, just take the word. Start reading the word. Keep putting it in, just like you would take a prescription pill or a supplement. Take it into your spirit. You can apply the word as you would an ointment. You can plant the word as you would a seed, and it will grow. Mark 4, the seed parables. You can use the word as you would a tool. You've got a job to do. There's something that has to be worked on. Apply the word to it. Of course, you do it by your authority. You do it by your faith. And you can feed on the word as you would a steak or some other form of food that you enjoy. And it goes in and it nourishes your spirit. It's all part about the word working effectively in you. There's a few scriptures that I think are really important. Let me read these to you. In Ephesians 3:20, it says, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." According to. See, the Holy Spirit is the power that's in there. Remember in Acts 1, when Jesus told the disciples, "Go and tarry in Jerusalem, wait," and that when you receive the Holy Spirit, that the power of God will come upon you. So the Holy Spirit is power, and that revelation, the Spirit working with the Word, makes it effective. Here's another scripture in Philippians 2. Verse 13, "For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure." It is God who works in you. It is the Father working in you. And they both do it by the word. Colossians 1, verse 29. "To this end I also labor, striving according to his," talking about Christ, "working, which works in me mightily." So the scripture, and all of these are from the Apostle Paul's writings, and he says that God the Father, Jesus the Son, the Savior, the Holy Spirit, third person of the Trinity, are all working, energizing, effectively, spiritual nature. But what's interesting is that all of these scriptures, the ones that I read to you, bring them in and connect them with the Word of God. It's highly important for us to understand that we must be filled with the Spirit, led by the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, and we must walk in the Word, be filled with the Word, and led by the Word, because those are the power tools. The dunamis, the energy that's released is because of the dunamis power of God that's on the inside of us. So walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. What I'm saying, I guess, is that we have to get into the Word, learn the Word, not just memorize Bible scriptures. We have to feel, accept, and catch the enlightenment and the revelation of the Spirit of God for that word. What does that word mean for us? When we study, this is a rule that we go by. Look at scriptures, we understand that any given scripture only has one interpretation in context. But every one of those scriptures has numerous applications for our lives. And those applications are the rhema, the released word, the spoken word, the individual inspiration and revelation of the word for us in our lives. It is the word and it is the spirit that makes all the difference for us. And so what I would encourage you to do today is to make a decision, because we're really entering into, I think, a phase on planet Earth at this particular point where it's going to require a whole lot more power. We have, for the last at least 4 years in the extreme darkness that came upon our nation, because this is 2025, it started back in 2020, and even before that, have suffered a great assault to try to tear down our faith, great persecution against Christianity and believers, trying to rob them of their faith, steal their authority. Everything has changed. It's broken open now. God has come through and answered prayer. He has shifted it, and now our nation and the body of Christ and you, every one of us, are now launching into a time of growth and building. We're not just doing warfare and using scripture and following the leadership of the Holy Spirit to combat what the enemy was trying to do and to rob from us. Now, we are going into a time where we are being led by the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, and the Word of God, and the revelation that's coming is to release us into destiny as we go forward. So I would very much encourage you, pray in the Holy Spirit. Pray in tongues every day. Pray your own mind in English, whatever it is that's on your heart and the Holy Spirit brings to you. But then go into praying in other tongues and releasing the revealed mysteries and the answers of God. The Apostle Paul said that we know not what to pray for, Romans 8, neither how to pray for it. But the Spirit Himself prays for us. He takes these things up and strengthens us because He is the mind of God and He knows. So very last thing I wanted to say again, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. What are the basic principles of walking in the Spirit? Be Spirit-led. You got to walk in the Spirit. You got to walk in the Word. The two power twins will be released into your life. It is the Word and the Spirit that makes us successful and draws us into our destiny in God. God bless you. I pray that today's message enlightened your heart and strengthened your faith. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode. And for more teachings and resources, or to become a ministry partner, visit MikeThompsonMinistries.com. God bless.